Can you tell me the importance of family caregivers to people living with Parkinson's and what the foundation does to help Parkinsonian family caregivers?
Absolutely. Parkinson's is a chronic neurodegenerative disease. That means that it is a marathon. It is a marathon on the part of the individual affected, and it affects the entire family. So the entire family over time, over 5 years, 10 years, decades, gets involved in ensuring that that person is mobile, that can get around, ensuring that they're not falling, ensuring that they're not depressed, which can also happen, that their mood, their memory. It is such a disease that affects every part of the body and really every part of the family. So at NPF, we recognize that. We have a comprehensive care model of an approach to care with the disease. We promote this through our Centers of Excellence Network and also through our chapter network throughout the U.S. And in both of those, we tend to offer a comprehensive care solution that focuses on the holistic approach to the individual and their needs and the holistic approach to the family. Our chapters will offer education symposium. They'll offer support sessions for caregivers, sharing circles. They'll also offer for people with the disease, they'll offer exercise and wellness classes. Exercise, we found, has been tremendously important in actually slowing the impact of the disease. So all of this is really an attempt to really involve the whole family. And they also offer, I would say, information or referrals to local resources that could help the family.
Are there any advances in treating Parkinson's in the pipeline? I mean, what can people expect to see in coming years to help?
Yeah, I would tell you, yes, there are. And for the first time in a number of years, I'm optimistic. There are advances in treatments that may not sound sexy, but actually will have a tremendous improvement on the lives of people with Parkinson's. And those include better delivery mechanisms of current drug therapies, such as an insulin-like pump for one of the medications, one version would go subcutaneously, the other one would go in through the intestines. And those would dramatically improve response to medication. They're particularly good for people in the sort of intermediate to advanced stages where there are so few therapies that to give those folks back a few hours of really vital quality of life every single day would be a miracle. So those advances really are on the horizon, and by on the horizon I mean within the next 1 to 3 years on the market. And in addition to that, there's actually been a revitalization of both gene therapy and stem cell treatments. There'll be the first clinical trial in stem cells that has happened in a very long time because scientists have really looked and figured out some ways to maybe make them work better. So we're all very excited about the therapeutic possibilities down the road as well.
That's amazing that there's a possibility for support in just around the corner, one to 3 years.
Yep, absolutely. And it all becomes possible because pharmaceutical companies have not given up looking at better ways to solve some of the delivery problems of drugs. So many people with Parkinson's, taking an oral medication is difficult for them. They don't digest properly. The food interferes with it. So if you get it directly into the system, it'll just have tremendously better, superior absorption and efficacy.
What kind of products or services do you think that somebody living with Parkinson's needs to know about?
Well, we think that they need to know about a constellation of services and resources. They need to think of themselves as the CEO of their disease and assemble people who can help them And that team, that care team, is going to change. It's going to change from maybe early diagnosis when they might still be in the workplace. So their team might include a financial advisor, for example. It might include an expert on disability for when that time comes. It might include their an expert movement disorder neurologist who's going to be able to do the best medication management available. And it might include a social worker to help with family issues and with adapting to living with a chronic neurodegenerative disease. It might include a neuropsychiatrist to deal with depression. It definitely should include physical exercise. And as time goes on, physical therapy to avoid the issues of gait and balance that could lead to falls, that could lead to fractures that are very debilitating. It could involve speech therapy. Everybody with Parkinson's is impacted by their speech. And having a speech therapist that's trained with dealing with Parkinson's and the most, the one that's been tested with controlled research is the Lee Silverman voice technique. Speech therapy and multiple times speech therapy during the course of the disease, because those things change too, that can help people remain social, not feel isolated, feel like they're still part of their tribe, and it really, really is very helpful. So there's a whole care team that will form around patient-centered issues, and that care team will change as the disease changes, but there's a whole constellation of folks that could be helpful.
I know MPF has launched a new campaign to raise awareness called Whatever It Takes to Beat Parkinson's, which I love the name, campaign. Can you tell me a little bit about the campaign is and what you hope to accomplish with it?
Well, we are so proud of our Whatever It Takes campaign. We really felt that there is a sense of empowerment with understanding that you are not this passive patient, the person with Parkinson's, the family. You're not passive. There's a lot you can do that will impact your life and your quality of life, your wellness, your course of the disease. And we wanted to empower people with information and also get them enthused about what they could do to take the reins themselves and to feel empowered and hopeful. So our Whatever It Takes campaign is a campaign that talks about 118 ways that you could help beat the disease if you are a person or a family member coping with Parkinson's. And it's everything from social interactions, you know, hug your grandkids, to attend a support group, to physical exercise, bicycling, to participate in clinical research studies.
That's terrific. You know, we always say that as a family caregiver, you're CEO of Caring for My Loved One, Inc., and this dovetails perfectly from the person living with Parkinson's to be a CEO of their own care. I think it really is a perfect partnership in that case.
Yes, absolutely.
Can you tell me about what family caregivers should know about the potential cognitive issues? Mm-hmm. How is dementia related to Parkinson's different than what people experience with Alzheimer's or other dementias?
Yeah, so it's pretty much understood now that people who have Parkinson's will have their mood and their memory changed by the condition. It can be something as simple as mild, very mild cognitive impairment. They might have trouble with their visual field. They might not really recognize contrasts of colors or shapes or images, that sort of thing. They could have memory issues of, very mild nature. They could sometimes become a little obsessive about things and repeat mild compulsiveness. Some of the drugs can make compulsivity worse And there's been instances of people experiencing some gambling problems and other types of compulsive shopping and so forth. Those are things that are very simply and easily treated, or it can be deep and profound depression. The dementia is far different from an Alzheimer's-like dementia. Although about 10% of people have genetic markers of both. So they could have, you know, just because you have Parkinson's doesn't mean that you might not also develop Alzheimer's. But for the majority of people, they are experiencing mood and memory issues that are far different. There could come a slowness of thought, searching for words, and there's some frustrations that go along with that. And the most of the mood issues really have to do with depression and apathy, which is a chemical-based part of the disease having to do with the way the neurotransmitters are affected by Parkinson's. And it's not just that you're depressed because you have a disease. It's really a chemical thing that is can be solved through a combination of medical management and counseling.
So what can people reading or listening to this interview do to connect with NPF? How can they help, and how can the foundation help them?
Well, we would love it to hear from anybody with any questions that they might have, and there are multiple ways to get in touch with us. So first, I would say if there's a burning question or issue, call our helpline, where we have a trained staff of nurses and social workers. That number is 1-800-4-PD-INFO, 1-800-4-PD-INFO. And that is available generally on East Coast hours. We also have a website, www.parkinson.org. And as part of our website, we have referrals to local services. Our chapters in 21 cities around the U.S. are very active and vibrant communities where we offer education, resources, and support. And we also have a wonderful forums where you can email Ask a Doc questions. You can ask a pharmacist, a nutritionist questions about diet, or social worker or nurse. So we have a thriving community online, as well as real person ability to get some help and answers. We provide free education materials, and we're always willing to help, and we urge people to get involved with our organization, with our chapters. We also have a wonderful walk event that happens in the spring and the fall. It's called Moving Day, and it's meant to highlight the importance of physical exercise and to be an awareness-raising and a fundraising event, and that's happening this year in 20 cities around the country.
You get in the ground floor of an elevator with a Parkinsonian caregiver, and you only have probably a minute or two before you have to get off the elevator and potentially never see them again. What is the one most important bit of information you would like to leave them with?
I would like to tell them that Parkinson's is a marathon, that they will be called upon to fulfill many roles over the course of the disease, that it's essential that they take care of themselves, and that they enlist a full team to help them, because it is a marathon. And they are very important to the process. They are essential. And it's important for their health and wellness to be taken care of as well.
Joyce Oberdorf, President and CEO of the National Parkinson Foundation. It's been an absolute pleasure to spend time with you. And thank you for everything you're doing.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.